A small team of federal law enforcement agents with the United States Postal Inspection Service is working to keep alcohol out of the mail in one of the oldest law enforcement agencies in the country. A group with a unique mission chases after each suspicious package. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more in the third and final installment, profiling efforts to stem the flow of illegal alcohol to local option communities in the YK Delta.
Transporting alcohol by boat, truck, or snow machine is the choice of many bootleggers trying to import alcohol into dry villages. But for people who live in more distant communities or in times when river conditions make travel impossible, the United States Postal Service can be a tempting way to ship illegal cargo directly to the post office box of the recipient. But it doesn't always go as planned.
Sometimes it's really obvious when something's, for instance, leaking whiskey or vodka, and you can smell it a mile away, so those are the easy ones to find.
Anchorage-based postal inspector Alan Damron spends his waking hours trying to stop bottles from reaching places where they'll do harm. It's completely illegal to send alcohol through the U.S. mail. Records of alcohol seizures over the past 4 years show dozens of shipments per year to local option communities intercepted by the Anchorage team, and more are discovered by troopers in regional hubs. While a few broken microbrews or bottles of wine make the list, the vast majority sent to local option communities are vodka and whiskey. Many are just a few bottles, but shipments as large as 36 bottles of vodka or 24 bottles of rich and rare whiskey are intercepted. Depending on the final destination, that can be worth thousands of dollars on the black market. Veteran Inspector Ron Zielinski is an interim supervisor in Anchorage and spent 8 years working the state's alcohol cases. He says people try with varying success to hide liquor.
You know, burp the bottles. That means the plastic bottles, they have air in them. They'll break the seal, release the air, and close them back up and duct tape them. That's been going on 15 years ago, still going today, hiding in any type of thing, dog food, switching out alcohol into apple juice bottles, what looks like apple juice.
Damron says their success relies more on people than it does fancy technology or dogs that are used in drug enforcement.
But with alcohol, it's different. So I would say the main way that we get into these packages is talking to people and just, you know, getting their side of the story. And it's usually talking to the people the packages are going to.
The inspectors have eyes and ears on the ground with local contacts who give them tips. Damron spent time on the Kuskokwim Ice Road this winter and also travels to bush communities.
We develop intelligence to find out who's doing this because a lot of these communities are so small that people know what's going on in town.
And as U.S. Mail is a highly protected federal service, they've trained and authorized deputized troopers in a unique program to do postal sorts and build cases, what they call force multipliers. For Damron, the connection between public safety and the alcohol and drugs he searches for is clear.
When we find a bottle of alcohol, that could be one less rape, one less assault, one less, person abusing a child. And so it's a huge motivation for me because I'm from here. I was born and raised in Alaska, and my whole life I've heard about the effects alcohol has on these communities.
Although it's a federal misdemeanor to ship alcohol, the inspector's cases are most often prosecuted at the state level, where bootleggers can face felony-level charges. Damron doesn't know how many gallons elude inspectors and travel hundreds of miles to illegally arrive in mailboxes. He says every bottle is worth the effort.
That's part of law enforcement. You do the best you can do. You go to work every day and try to do your duties to the best of your abilities. But there's definitely going to be stuff we don't find. But, I mean, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep finding as much as we can. And we're going to work with the state to hold people accountable for what they're doing.
And as millions of parcels travel across the country, it's going to happen package by package. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.